not to sound institutionalized, but it almost becomes easier to be in jail because you are taken care of there. You have three hots and a cot. You have meals that are provided to you. You have clothes that are provided to you. You have laundry that you don't have to pay for. You have a bed that, you know, you don't have to pay rent. You don't have to do anything. And when you come here and you come home, you know, you gotta feed the kids. You gotta go to work. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. And then, you know, there was times where I came home from prison and I ended up being homeless and sleeping in a park and I'm on a park bench because I was not institutionalized, but I was so not prepared mentally for the reality of life because I've been doing this since I was 16 years old. You know, I went from being home with my parents and my parents feeding me and taking care of me to going to a prison that took care of me. So then all of a sudden the prison kicked me out and I was on my own and I have absolutely no idea how to live. And they have phases up there like phase one, phase two, phase three to teach you how to, like, you know, pay your bills and stuff. But it's, you know, for them to tell you and doing it is totally different. Two totally different things. There's a fine line. So, you know, it was difficult. It was a difficult thing. And then you question it sometimes, you know, like I'll sit there at night and be like, wow, it was so much easier when I was in jail, you know, just to live.
Thank you. Thank you.